This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Houston-based Luby's says it's going to dissolve all of its businesses, sell all of 77 of its Luby's cafeterias and 30 company-owned Fuddruckers. That's a burger joint. And it's going to distribute the proceeds to shareholders. You don't hear about companies doing that a lot. Usually there's a bankruptcy filing, then a restructuring or some kind of sale. Luby's, though, is out. Everything must go. Real estate, equipment, you name it. And as Marketplace's Andy Eula reports, other restaurants in this pandemic economy may well follow suit.
When a restaurant decides to call it quits, it has a few options. If it owns the building, H.G. Parsa at the University of Denver says it can usually sell the real estate quite easily.
Restaurants don't have that many transaction-specific assets. That means a restaurant building can be converted to something else very easily.
But what about the tables and chairs, the stoves and knives? Well, that depends on what the new owner intends to do with the building. If it's going to be another restaurant, they'll probably just include that restaurant stuff in the deal. Or they might call Greg Christian to help get rid of it.
Yeah, that's what we do.
He runs Auction Masters in suburban Minneapolis. He says after he gets together with the business owner and maybe a banker and a landlord, they set an auction date. And who's in the market for used restaurant equipment in the middle of a pandemic? Other restaurants.
It's the small guy upgrading, changing things, changing their venue, whatever they're trying to do to stay alive in this market.
He says a few things are getting top dollar right now.
Umbrellas this summer, wow, I've never seen umbrellas go so high. And any patio furniture, oh my goodness, those prices were high.
That's because expanding a restaurant's patio, if the city and landlord allows it, has become the go-to move for sit-down restaurants. Amit Sharma at Penn State says there's another strong market for used ovens and grills, the nonprofit sector, like soup kitchens and food banks.
These people have been cooking food for those who are in need for food, you know, don't have access. So yeah, you know, there are places like such that can use equipment.
And he says because so many restaurants are struggling and might have to liquidate soon, a lot of that equipment still has some life in it. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.